Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. So on that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota for being our title sponsor for today's episode. Always appreciate that. But as you can tell, we are not in the studio. We're on location. But I'm not going to tell you where we are or introduce my guests because I never do that. I'm going to let them do it because they can do a better job at it than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are, what you're about, and where we are today?
Well, my name's Nikki Zahara. We are at the Black Horse Pub. I am an employee here, a server. I've been here for 10 years.
Okay, 10 years. Wow. Okay, so the reason we're at the Black Horse Pub is because you guys are partnering up with Alley Next Door. You guys are doing a barbecue at the end of the week. So that's one of the reasons that we're here for sure.
August 27th.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah, so we film these and then they go out
okay.
In that order. So we're going to be filming this. Gotcha. Everybody at home, you're watching it the week of the barbecue. So... But 10 years here at
yes.
the Black Horse.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
That's amazing. So when you first got hired on, what was the position that you held here?
The server, still the same.
Okay.
Same job I hold right now, but absolutely love it. The customers are amazing. They're like family. The employees,
that's
amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And so what kind of shift do you work? How many days a week are you in?
I currently work 4 to 5 days a week.
Okay.
Basically night shifts.
Okay.
My earliest start is usually 4.
Okay.
My latest start is usually 8 or 9.
Okay.
So it's all night shifts.
And so have you always been a server? Or it's like, was this your first job and you've
always
been in
been
it for
a
10
server.
Years?
Always been a server.
Okay. And yep. are you from Fort McMurray?
No, I'm actually from BC.
Okay.
West Bank, BC.
Okay. What brought you to Fort McMurray?
I was told it's a land of opportunity and I like to travel.
Okay.
So I came up here. My auntie Pat actually told me that they need servers.
Right.
So she's like, come and check it out. I wish I would have come up here 20 years ago.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Tips would have been better.
Yep. Well, no. Can't say that, but yeah. I would have been a lot younger.
Okay. So when you came up, was the Black Horse the first establishment that you came into, or had you?
Yes.
Really?
First and only establishment.
Oh, yep. Wow. That is so cool.
Yes. I felt like a home as soon as I walked in the door.
That is so
felt
awesome.
Like my living room. I was very welcomed.
Yeah.
And I just haven't left.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I got some
it's a good spot.
I got some bar-based questions for you here.
All right.
Unofficial stats. We're doing unofficial surveys here. When it comes to alcohol, what outside of beer, what do you think is the most ordered alcohol that you serve?
Here in Alberta, spiced rum.
Really?
Oh yeah. Lots of spiced rum.
Really?
Yeah, spiced rum. But if it comes to beer, mm-hmm. it would definitely be bottles of Bud Light. Yeah, that's the Albertan.
Bud Light and spiced rum.
Yeah, and the shots, definitely Burt Reynolds.
Yes, okay,
yep.
All right.
Or the odd polar bear.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, when it comes to the rum, are people asking for what kind of specific rum, or they just say dark rum spiced?
They always ask for rum, and I always say, would you like white?
That's right.
Dark?
Right.
Or spice?
Yeah.
And they're like spiced.
Spiced.
Pretty much always spiced.
Really? That is so interesting.
Almost
I would have
spiced.
Never have guessed
yeah.
that.
Yeah, big spiced rum drinkers.
Okay. I honestly would have said vodka.
Well,
like I would have guessed. I don't know.
That's there's a lot of vodka too.
That's right, but rum is the key.
Yeah.
Okay. You answered the question in regards to the shot. So Burt Reynolds and or a polar bear.
Yep.
I call polar bears like Christmas Day.
Oh yeah.
Just like that mint, it just tastes like Christmas.
The chocolates, the mint chocolates.
That's right.
The squares that they used to come out individually.
That's right.
What are they called?
Do you know what those chocolates are called? You know the chocolate ones?
After-eights.
After-eights. There we go.
Yep.
Tanner, she did your job for you.
You're welcome.
Sorry.
So, after eights, yeah.
Yep.
So that's what those polar bears remind me of.
Oh,
and
yeah.
then, yeah, Burt Reynolds are just Burt Reynolds. Okay, next question around liquor. When it comes to tequila,
yeah,
what do you think people are like? I'm a Patron drinker,
mm-hmm.
and I love Patron, and that's like, and silver Patron. If anybody wants to send me a gift, but I don't know, like, and it tastes delicious, and I've drank in lots of tequila over the years, but I think most people just order Patron because it's like they do a great job at marketing.
Yep.
Is there any other type of tequila that people are coming in and asking for outside of Patron?
Don Julio.
Oh.
Don Julio's nice with a slice of orange, a little bit of cinnamon on top.
That's right.
I like my
cinnamon
Don Julio.
Cinnamon on top.
We also have Cabo Wabo. I like Don Julio with a little shot of pineapple juice.
Okay.
But even just straight up because it is a premium.
That's right.
Yep.
So in my younger days, I used to make myself, I called it a sipper.
Okay.
And so what I'd do is I'd fill up a pint glass. Summer sipper. Thank you, Tanner. A summer sipper. So what I'd do is I'd get a pint glass and I'd get an orange wedge, just like, you know, the disc. And I'd put that on the bottom and I'd fill it up halfway with ice. And then halfway, I'd put another orange wedge, fill it up, and get one more orange wedge right at the top with a little bit of ice. And I get Patron Silver and just fill up that whole pint glass.
Nice.
And then just sip on that for hours.
Yep.
And it was like a nice, you know,
summer drink.
Start at 11.
Yep.
Because, you know, it's summer.
Finish at sometime after 11.
That's right. And you're just sipping it. And you're having a nice day. But cinnamon would have been a nice addition to
a little bit
of that.
Yeah.
Summer's not over.
Nope.
Summer's not over. I might have to bring this drink back.
Gonna have to try it.
Okay. Now, when it comes to food at the Black Horse, I've eaten here many, many times throughout my life. What do you think is the highest or the most ordered item on the menu?
That's hard to say. Everything's homemade here. So, like, right from our French fries to basically our mac and cheese sauce, everything is, like, homemade. Our soups are incredible.
Okay.
Mostly... the biggest sellers.
Yeah.
Our burgers.
Your burgers are fantastic.
Our burgers are really good.
Yeah.
Our fish and chips.
Yeah.
Are amazing.
Right.
Fresh beer battered all the time.
Yeah.
Steak sandwich.
Yeah. There you go. Can't go wrong.
No.
Can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong.
Now, over the years, you guys have had a bunch of different artists come in here and perform.
Yes.
And the area, like, I know at home you can't see. Right now we're at the fireplace in the back. But, like, now I'm looking. The pool table used to be over there.
Yeah.
And so last time I actually came here on my birthday. And the artist was over there and the dance floor was there versus over here. Things are moving. How do you feel about, like, the new positioning of the bar?
I think it's a great idea.
Okay.
It's different. People have their own views of what it is, but I think it's smarter because you've got a bigger dance floor over there.
Right.
You have a bigger area for the band.
Yes.
The customers aren't being entangled with the band.
Right.
So, because you got just a little step up.
That's right.
It does make a big difference sometimes.
Okay.
So, and the pool table over here.
Yeah.
It's nice by the windows and, you know, he's got plexiglass all over the windows, so there's never a ball that can go through the window or anything.
Good one.
So, yeah.
Do we have to learn that lesson?
Yeah.
Do we have to learn the lesson that there could be broken windows?
Yeah.
With
the pool balls?
No, we just knew.
Oh, you knew?
it's kind of an obvious thing.
That's right.
Especially when we got pool players like we do here.
That's right.
You never know where the balls are going
to
go.
That's right. Now, the one thing I have to ask, out of 10 years, like, I've played on the dartboards over there myself.
Yes.
I like playing darts. I grew up, my dad has a dartboard in the basement. I grew up playing darts. So coming to a bar and being able to play darts, awesome. But the shenanigans that go on with that dartboard, I've never done anything, but, like, you've had to see some people that are like, you know what, just give me those darts. You're not in the capacity to play anymore.
There's been a few.
There must be, right? I've honestly never
one or
seen
two.
It. Okay. So it did happen.
You just, you know, hey, not again, or you're out.
That's right?
Yep.
I've never seen it happen, but every time I come here, I see people playing darts, and I'm like, there's got to be a mishap that's happened over the years with these darts.
Alcohol and sharp objects are not always good, but as long as you got control, you're good.
Yeah, okay. That's awesome. So I, and some people at home, I don't want to say COVID's over because it's not. It still exists, yada, yada, yada. But regulations and everything have been lightened. What are the hours of operation of the Black Horse now?
So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 10 till 2 a.m.
Okay.
And then during the week, 11 till 2 a.m.
2 a.m. now. Okay, so we're back to...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Back to...
And how are you finding it, like, this summer? People coming back? You see slowly starting to get up there again?
It's so much nicer having people back again.
Yeah.
And not having to have the masks.
That's right. Yeah.
There was, the few things that we did have to do.
Right.
Like, it was hard on us, but I'm glad that we're back to how it used to be.
Yeah. Very cool. Now, 10 years in the game here, tell me, what is it about this establishment that you love so much?
The first time I walked in, the customers, like, they asked me who I was right off the bat. They questioned me.
Yeah.
They wanted to know who I am, how long they think I'm going to be here.
Right.
Or thought I was going to be here. So I gave them the whole spiel.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, we like you already.
Okay.
And my 5 years, which was, you know, most people's goal in Fort McMurray, turned into 10.
That's right.
And I'm still here. And
it's
right? Yeah. But I'm still here, loving it. Yeah.
Awesome.
It's a great place. It's
it's
good
a vibe.
People. It's amazing
it's
the kind of
here.
People that you actually do meet here.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
The myself and Tanner both grew up here in Fort McMurray. And so when I was young, this was known as the old man's bar.
Yep.
Like that's what it was.
Yeah.
And so when I was younger, I was going to like Cowboys, going to Patty's, going to those, right? And I'd come here every once in a while and you would see like an older demographic. And as I get older, this has now become one of the bars that I prefer to go to. Because it is a good, chill bar. You don't have to worry about like fighting or carrying on. Like, you just chill. Everybody's here for like a good time and the chat. It's like a really, really friendly vibe. And it's always had that reputation, that mentality.
It is one of, it's definitely, I think, the oldest bar that we have here now. It's not,
yes.
It stands on its own.
Yeah.
It's not a chain.
Yeah.
And I think that's another reason why it's made it for so long. And it's good people.
That's right.
Good
that's
people, right. good place, good food, good drinks.
There you go. Can't complain.
Yep.
Cool. Well, listen. That's the end of our show.
All right.
But before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
All right.
Could be anything.
So as of August 27th, we're having a barbecue for the SPCA.
Okay.
I'm just going to throw a shout out for that. There's going to be burgers, buns, pop. There's going to be some puppies coming along too.
Puppies.
So if you want to sponsor your SPCA, please come down. It's a Saturday. And we'd love to have you.
There we go. Awesome.
For sure.
Well, listen.
Face painting as well.
Face painting.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So bring those kitties too.
There you go. Well, listen, I want to thank you very much for being voluntold that you had to do this. I knew as soon as you sat down, you're going to murder it, and you did. Please, 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 though, feel free to come by our set and film as many episodes as you want, because we'd love to chat with you a little bit more.
All right.
Cool.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Thank
you. Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. Hopefully you enjoyed. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. And I don't know if you've already seen it, if I edited it in there, or if you're about to see it, but here's going to be an ad from one of our other sponsors. So take a look about it. It's all about sunscreen. Hopefully you're having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen, but sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.